This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens and patriots, one and all. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Alongside producer extraordinaire Brian Temple, we are here today, and we've got what hopefully will be a very interesting show. Although, I hope you have a good place to sit right now, because it's kind of nasty outside today. It's reminding me of one of the poems of Edgar Allan Poe, who said, "Once upon a midnight dreary, while I wandered weak and weary, quoth the raven, nevermore." It ain't midnight, but it is dreary outside. It's a little bit warm, but still not pretty good bit of rain coming down today. If you've been listening to the show, you've noticed that it is an election year, and we've had many candidates on who are pitching themselves and their party, and they want you to vote for them. But something's got to happen before you can vote for anybody, and what is that? You have to be registered to vote. It's not a big, you can't, you know, we're not talking about election day, we're not talking about putting yard signs out, and we're not talking about debates. We are talking about voting to register, registering to vote, because before any ballot can be cast, before any speech means anything, before a single result is reported, our democracy begins with one quiet, simple act, and that's making sure you're able to vote. Here in the United States, the right to vote is one of the central pillars of our citizenship. It is how ordinary citizens exercise extraordinary power. It's how we shape our school boards, city councils, state legislatures, governors, and yes, even the presidency. But it doesn't matter if you are not registered to vote. Registration is a gateway to representation. It's the key that unlocks your vote in the public forum. It's your way to have a right to complain. If you don't register and if you don't vote, you know, in my humble opinion, you don't have a right to gripe about anything. So let's talk a little bit about Alabama. Today in Alabama, voter registration is overseen by the Alabama Secretary of State. And here in Madison County, we're going to have on Mr. Donnie Shaw, who is the chairman of the Madison County Board of Registrars. He oversees it here. And you can have voter registration drives at schools, colleges, and many other places, churches, civic groups, to ensure that people have every opportunity to register to vote. Because when democracy is strong, people are voting. Democracy is weak when people disengage. Local elections, as we've learned from some of the people we've interviewed, can be decided by razor-thin margins. In fact, we interviewed one of our city council candidates, and he said less than 1,400 people registered to vote and actually turned out. So registering to vote is important. It signals ownership. It's you saying, this is my community, this is my state, this is my country. And you're going to choose the officials. And guess what? The only people who choose those officials are registered voters. Your voter registration is talking also about continuity. You often talk about honoring the past, the sacrifices made by service members, the struggles for civil rights, the long arc of constitutional development, but honoring the past requires you to be present and participate in the present. It's also about eligibility and engagement. You can register whatever party you want to. The choice is yours, but you need to be on the rolls when it's time to go vote. When you present your ID at the polling place, you better hope your name is there. And especially if you've moved recently, if Huntsville and Madison County are places of where people move because of the jobs. They go many, many places. They come here for jobs in defense, aerospace, technology, education, and people relocate. And when you move, your registration needs to move with you. At the national level, voter registration sustains the legitimacy of the public. At the local level, registration shapes your child's school board, your city's zoning decision, your county's tax policy, your community's direction, how your trash gets picked up, and what kind of roads you're driving on. And all of this begins with a simple form, a voter registration form. I know this isn't a great length of time to be on the radio talking about this, but if just one person who hasn't registered to vote says, yes, I'm going to go register for the first time, then I think I've done my job. Democracy doesn't start with speeches. It doesn't start with rallies. It starts with voter registration. And no matter where you're from in Alabama, either the smallest city or the biggest city, make sure your registration is correct. Make sure you're registered. And go talk to your friends and family members, your children, and say, hey, you guys need to be registered to vote. Because that's one of the, as I look at it, and I know my wife certainly does, that is your civic duty to go and register to vote. And frankly, we don't have enough people in this country who take advantage of that, yet they should. And one thing we should all be able to agree on, that our city, our state, our county, and our country is worth the effort it takes to make sure that you are, in fact, registered to vote. And our guest who's going to be joining us in about 8 minutes or so is Donnie Shaw. Donnie Shaw is the chairman of the Madison County Board of Registrars. And my goal as I talk to him, other than talk about our old Army days together, is to make sure that he can convey to you everything that you need to know here in our area about what you have to do to be registered to vote. And hopefully, if you are listening and you're not registered to vote, you will be after our show today. And we've got an interesting show after Donnie Aiello. We're going to have another interview with a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Excuse me, I said Donnie Aiello, Brian. Oh, how did that get out? Donnie Shaw, we're going to have Claire Aiello with the Chamber of Commerce to talk to us about how Huntsville is being promoted. So that's it. That's my soapbox for the first few minutes. And I'll go ahead and, Brian, we'll get out of here and take a break, and then we'll have Donnie Shaw on.
Well, someone explained it to me. If you don't vote, you can't complain.
I couldn't agree more. If you don't vote and you want to sit around and get on your high horse and pontificate, I don't want to hear what you have to say.
Now, if something keeps you from voting, that's a whole different discussion. But if you can and don't, well, that's on you.
That is on you. Completely in agreement on that. No matter what side of the fence you're on, that's your right. And if you don't exercise it, you're not on the fence, in my humble opinion, for what it's worth. So let's go ahead and take our first break, and we'll be joined shortly by Donnie Shaw, the chairman of the Board of Registrars here in Madison County.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio, WZZN. And this is The Point with Bill Crawford alongside producer Brian Temple. And we are glad to have you with us today, no matter how you happen to be listening to us. And as you heard in the first segment of the show, I gave my little soliloquy about the importance to vote. And there's nobody in Madison County who knows more about what it takes to vote than our first guest. And that is the chairman of the Madison County Board of Registrars, Donnie Shaw. Donnie, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you. Rock of the Marne.
Rock of the Marne. Well, hey, but before I get into Donnie's bio and talk to him about his illustrious career before he came chairman of the Board of Registrars, you heard him say Rock of the Marne. That's because he and I were both in the 3rd Infantry Division in Giebelstadt, Germany. You know, we're Giebel people, right?
Giebel people, that's right.
Yeah, we were not there at the same time, but that's a little bond that we share. I didn't know about till I read his biography. And the other thing I found out was Donnie later in his military career returned to Redstone Arsenal, where he was in headquarters and headquarters company missile command, or MICOM, where I happened to be the battalion executive officer. I may have given you your PT test at one time. So
very may well have.
Very very may well have, but that's the olden days. We no longer don the uniform, but we did. Donnie also served a good bit of time in the National Guard, where he was a black hat, a first sergeant, and worked on many, many staffs in many positions in operations. Later, Donnie joined the sheriff's office, where I think you retired from there in, what, October 2019?
Yes, that's right.
And just a great career in law enforcement. He was nominated to the FBI National Academy at Quantico, which that's not just something everybody gets. And one thing I like, Donnie, about reading in your biography is you like I, come from a military family. Grandfather served in World War II as a Bofors 40-millimeter gun crewman, and rode across the Queen Mary to the Great War over there. And his dad was a Nike Hercules crewman in Lawson, Missouri. Nike Hercules, by the way, originated here pretty much in Redstone Arsenal. He's married to wife Michelle, daughter Landy Claire, 16-year-old honors student, and now the chairman of the Madison County Board of Registrars. Is there anything that I left out that you'd like to highlight?
No, I think you hit all the points that we have time for here.
Yeah. Folks, let me tell you something. I couldn't cover everything in Donnie's biography. It's too long and it's too impressive, but a very impressive guy. So let me ask you this. Before we get into some of the nuances of voting, how did you come to be from military and law enforcement to be involved in the voting process as the chairman of the Board of Registrars?
Well, during my time at the sheriff's office, the Madison County Sheriff, the Madison County Circuit Clerk, and the Madison County Probate Judge are the election officials for Madison County. And the sheriff's office provides security, and they run supplies to the precincts when they need them. They do troubleshooting at the precincts. So you have to have somebody who organizes that, trains the deputies that's going to be doing it. And I did that and was a supervisor over it for a little over 10 years. I worked with the probate judge and the elections administrator, and we developed a good relationship. And we could pretty much look at each other and know what needed to be done. So after I retired, a friend contacted me that knew both of us, and he encouraged me to apply for one of the registrar positions. And I was appointed by the Alabama Agriculture Commissioner and took office in October of 2023. And our long-serving chairman, Linda Harrison, decided to retire. And once she retired, I was appointed by the auditor, the agriculture commissioner, and the governor to the chairman of the office.
Well, let me ask you a question, something you alluded to, just that I'm curious about. When you were at the sheriff's department, you said that's when y'all had a lot to do with the election process. Is that something that's unique to Madison County, or does the sheriff office in all of the counties have similar duties?
Yes, all the counties, all 67 counties. The three election officials I mentioned, they're the same in each county, and the sheriff's role is to provide security, provide the supplies at the precincts whenever they are short or they run out. And also, if there's provisional votes, the sheriff safeguards the provisional votes and delivers them to the Board of Registrars the next day, where the Board of Registrars adjudicates them. And then the sheriff also is responsible between elections on securing all the elections material, until at which time, under state law, it can be destroyed.
Well, you know, that's one of the things. By the way, one other thing we may have in common, I was a deputy under Mike Hale down in Birmingham. I don't know if you know Sheriff Mike Hale, but, you know, a lot of people don't realize how important and the role of the sheriff is in Alabama. It's a very big job, and it's one people need to take seriously. So one of the things you mentioned is you were talking about providing the supplies as a member of the sheriff's department to the voting sites. Is that also the ballots?
No. The probate judge in the probate office has an election administrator. And the election administrator is responsible for ordering all the ballots, the ballot styles. They go into a precinct package, and there's vehicles that is just dedicated to elections, and those vehicles deliver them the morning of the election.
Now, those vehicles that deliver the ballots, are they operated by volunteers or by actual people who are paid employees?
It's county employees.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. I didn't know that. So let's talk about this year. This is an election year, and tell our listeners out there, let's assume we're talking to some people who have never have not registered to vote. What do they need to do, and when do they need to do it?
Well, the easiest way that you can register to vote, if you have an Alabama driver's license or an Alabama issued identification card, you can go to MadisonCountyVotesAL.gov, and you can find your way to the online registration. Do the online registration. Everybody that does an online registration during the day, they'll collect into a batch, and that's the first thing we do when we come to work in the mornings is we pull those batches out, and we go through the registration process with everybody who has completed the registration online overnight. And the online is also, if you move or you have a name change or whatever needs to be changed, you can do it online, and that's in the same batch, and we just do the updates while we're doing the registrations.
Now, one thing you mentioned, Donnie, is you were talking about if they have the Alabama license or an ID. What kind of an ID is acceptable to, not to vote, but just to register?
It is a Alabama ID or a Social Security card, and the reason that that's the two forms of ID is because the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, or the Motor Voter Act, and then in 2002 the Help America Vote Act and Alabama voting election statute has decided that that's the form of ID that you'll use to register to vote, because when you register to vote, we put you into the computer. The computer talks to either the Alabama Department of Motor Vehicles or it talks to the Social Security office, and those numbers will come back verified. Once they're verified, then you're officially registered to vote. If they don't verify, then we'll have to write a letter, an official letter to the applicant and explain how they wasn't able to complete the process, that their application was incomplete, and they can either do the registration again, make sure they had all the information correct, or they can come into the office and they can show us the ID and we'll work to get them registered. There is alternate forms of registration or with IDs, like passports and military IDs and other things, and those are acceptable, but most people do have a driver's license or a non-driver ID or the Social Security.
Now, I know this is not the focus of our discussion, but if you don't have a driver's license and you need a non-driver ID, don't you just also get that at the driver's license bureau where you go down to get your license?
That is correct.
Okay. That's what I thought, you know, because there are ways to make that happen. Now, when a person registers to vote, do they at that point, again, not at the election, but when they've registered to vote, do they have to declare their political affiliation at that point in time?
No, Alabama is a non-party designated registration process. So a person does not declare their political affiliation until they go to a primary. And once they go to a primary, they can choose either party, or they can ask for a non-party-specific ballot. They'll vote on the party that they choose. The only catch to it is, under Alabama law, if you vote in a primary on one of the two parties and there's a runoff, you can't cross vote. You can't cross over to the other party in the runoff election.
Well, I'm just speculating here, and I don't know if this is within the scope of what you do, but I would tend to think that the reason for not allowing people to cross over during a runoff election is that's probably designed to prevent kind of shenanigans during the primary voting where one party is trying to vote another candidate out or something like that. Is that why you think that came about?
Yes, that's the reason that it came about. And you could have, in a runoff, you could have one party decide that they want to go to the other party and vote in that so that they can pretty much pick the candidate that they want to run against. They want their candidate to run against. So those statutes are in place to prevent that from happening.
Well, and I think that's a good thing. You know, we want all our elections to be as fair and honest as possible. Now, when you go vote in this state, and we're going to expound on this just a little bit, even for the first voting for the primary, that's when you have to present an ID. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
Well, let me ask this. Gosh, one of the things producer Brian and I were talking about before this interview is all the I don't know what you would actually call it, just the discussion or the chatter or whatever the case may be about the issue of having to require people to produce an ID to vote. Why is that not an issue in the state of Alabama? Because I know I've always presented an ID, and everybody else I've seen vote has done so, and I've never heard anybody complain about it here.
We're busy on election days. We're receiving telephone calls from the precinct. Somebody's address might be off. They may have showed up to the wrong precinct, and we get a lot of telephone calls. We get a few calls to see if they have an acceptable ID, and there's material that you can go online and look at that tells you what the acceptable ID is. Or they may call and say, we have somebody that showed up. Two of the precinct workers can vouch that they are who they say they are, and they'll be allowed to vote at that time. If they're demanding to vote and they don't have the right ID, they have an opportunity to do a provisional, and they have to come in on before Friday after the election at 4:45 and present that ID for their provisional to be adjudicated.
Well, one of the things I also wonder about that is what precautions are in place, or what are like any contingency plans? And Brian, you may want to jump in on this one also to make sure that there is no shenanigans, you know, no monkey business going on at the polling place.
Yeah. What can you share with us? I mean, as much as you're willing to share about what precautions you guys go through. I know that it seems secure, but just, you know, I might spend 30 minutes at my polling place. I don't see the whole thing. What steps do y'all go through to make sure these elections are secure?
Hello?
Well.
Oh, there you are.
There's precinct and polling training that is provided by the probate judge before the election. And all the do's and don'ts are presented at that. If somebody is coming into the election and they're not staying in the right place that they should stay, that's going to the receiving clerk and showing their ID and getting their ballot and then going to a table or to a booth to vote and then going and scanning, then the poll workers are going to talk to them. If they give the poll worker a call, then they're going to call the sheriff's office, and the sheriff's office will go out to intervene in the situation.
Well, hey, that's a good thing. Now, one thing you and I had, we chatted earlier, and you said that there are sometimes there's a mistake that people can make or some papers that they don't have. What are some of the pitfalls that a person might run into as they're trying to make sure that they are eligible to vote in the state of Alabama?
Well, if they've registered to vote, they can go to the Secretary of State site, and they can go in to the page that says check my voter registration status, and it'll tell them if they're active or inactive or if they've been disqualified. They'll have their address and their precinct that they vote in and the candidates that's coming up for office, or also if there's a constitutional amendment or ordinance that's on the ballot, anything like that, they'll see that. But prepare before the election. If you've had any changes or you're not sure, go and check. If you do have to make changes or if you need to register, you have to do that 14 days prior to the election, because we have a cutoff date that we can't accept applications after, and that's 14 days prior. The runoff this year, there's going to be a holiday on the Monday, a state holiday on the Monday before the cutoff date. So Friday will actually be the cutoff date in that situation. So it's just making sure that your status is good, or if you're not registered, make sure that you get your paperwork to the Board of Registrar's office or done online before that cutoff date.
You know, Donnie, we talked a little bit earlier about some of the noise going on around people voting illegally or skewing elections and stuff like that, and you've done a good job of laying out how much work you guys do. What is your answer when people want to talk to you about, you know, illegals are coming to vote, or all these people that shouldn't be voting are voting? What is your response to that? And how does that make you feel about it? I mean, because if someone goes, if I put a whole lot of work into something and someone goes and starts bashing it, I would have a particular response, and it wouldn't be good. But I just would like to know, you know, how you would address people who have that on like a local level.
Well, the Secretary of State has a system that does memorandums of agreement between the surrounding states and even some states that's not surrounding, where they share driver's license files. And if somebody has a driver's license in Alabama and they have a more recent driver's license in another state, then there will be a list produced that goes to each Board of Registrar's office, and we send a form to that new address. And in most cases, probably 90% or better, we'll get the form back. Yes, I've moved. This is my new address, and I'm requesting to be taken off the driver's roll. We also get from the Department of Alabama Health, we get a Department of Public Health, we get every Monday we get a list of the deaths that has occurred in our county that past week, and we remove them because we have the Department of Public Health verification that they've passed away. And there's redundancy in it. At the end of the month, they're going to send us a month, a physical list on paper with everybody that had died the past month. So there's two methods of letting us know the people that have died. The Secretary of State's office has a link into the Social Security Administration that has a death database of deaths that's reported to them. And they pull a monthly report out of that. And they also go on the USPS National Change of Address database, where they do a comparison of people that has moved out of the state of Alabama and they're on the voter registration rolls. And we'll get a file on that also to remove the people that has moved.
Well, Donnie, let me ask you this. I know we're, first of all, very much thank you for your time. It's nice to talk to an old dog-faced soldier like myself. I would make you sing the old dog-faced soldier song, but I can still do it, by the way. But let me ask you, just what would you say, just briefly? It seems to me like, you know, from hearing you talking, from what I know, that Alabama has got, as we, you and I, as old soldiers would say, they're squared away. How come all these other states are not so squared away? Hey, no, I'm going to say, don't even answer that question. We're squared away, and let's just leave it at that. So what advice would you give to the people out there who are listening, who haven't voted yet or who aren't sure about the process? Do you have a website where they can go to find information at the tip of their fingers?
Yes, it's MadisonCountyVotesAL.gov. It's MadisonCountyVotesAL.gov. And that's our website that is maintained by the elections administrator, but it's got elections information, candidate resources. You can find your voting information there. It has other voter resources. You can go to the link to vote online or register online, or you can also download a NVRA2, the Alabama voter registration form, and download it and mail it to us or bring it into our office. One thing that you said in the monologue, everything was important, but one thing that you said that I repeat and repeat and repeat when we go out to voter drives or whenever somebody says, why should I register to vote? Well, it's not only picking the candidate of your choice that you feel is the best to lead us on after the election, but you can also have a sound in changes to the Alabama Constitution, changes to ordinances, changing the local laws, changes to other things that sometimes slips by people that's on the ballot. So those are very important also, because if you don't participate in that, you may have something that you're having ruled over you that you don't believe is the right way to do. So that's just as important as picking the correct candidates to serve in office.
And as Brian and I were talking before the show, if you do not choose to vote, you should not choose to complain. So
that's right.
Thank you so much. You
got one other thing, don't talk about it if you don't want to, but there was a candidate at one time for lieutenant governor here in Alabama who voted in Tennessee with his homemade ID. So you're saying I have to use my driver's license? I can't make my own if I want to go vote in Tennessee?
Yeah, it's going. You know, that's out of my hands. That's to the poll worker. It's up to them to determine if it's authentic or not. But if they come to this office, I guarantee I'm going to know what an official ID looks like, because I probably look at 10,000 of them over 29 years.
Well, I will say this. I vote up off of Maston Lake, and I keep seeing the same volunteers there election after election, and they do a fantastic job.
They do a fantastic job.
And all the other precincts I've voted in, and all the places I've voted in Madison County, you've got a great set of volunteers, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, hey, and I'll let this old dog-faced soldier go. Maybe next time we get together, we can talk about that good Greek restaurant in Ochsenfurt, Germany, or that good Italian restaurant there.
That's right.
We can
good
talk.
Memories. I appreciate it.
Oh, indeed. Well, hey, vielen Dank, and we will be talking to you later. That is Donnie Shaw, the chairman of the Madison County Board of Registrars. And
thank
Brian,
you, sir.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get out of here and get right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title, because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
Eagle Masonry and Insulation. It's right there in the name. Eagle is your one-stop shop for block, stone, or brickwork, monument signs, and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. Eagle also offers the finest craftsmanship and insulation, including fiberglass or spray foam insulation, and of course, insulation removal. Philip Love and his team have years of experience bringing the region the best in masonry and insulation services. For more information and a quote, visit insulatewitheagle.com or call 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Rain comes to an end as we head into the overnight. Temperatures drop into the low and mid 40s. A mostly sunny sky for you Friday really is going to be an excellent way to end the work and school week. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s, dropping into the mid 40s as we head into the overnight. A mostly sunny sky for your Saturday. Temperatures climbing into the low 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, myself and producer Brian Temple. Brian, that was a pretty engaging conversation, I thought, with Donnie Shaw about voting.
It answered a lot of questions for me.
Well, you know,
and maybe that's hard for me to understand the dynamic of people claiming that elections are stolen or whatever like that, because we don't have that here.
Well, you know what? I just find it baffling, and I know we're a conservative-leaning radio show, but we also, in the logo, say we are reasoned. And I think one of the things that I have had an issue with over the past few years in the realm of the reasonability of hearing discussions about elections is I find it hard to believe that Alabama is light years ahead of everybody else when it comes to election procedures. And I think listening to somebody like Mr. Shaw leads me to believe that it would have to be mighty hard to rig an election here in Alabama.
Well, it sounds like they're doing all the right things. All the right things are in place for that. And, you know, I don't want to disparage the other 66 counties here in Alabama, but if they all run like Madison County, then I think we're in very good shape.
I think we're in very good shape, and it just, again, it baffles me how there can be such allegations of dead people voting and fake ballots and ballots that are brought in and this, that, and the other. It just, you know, if everybody's even half as attentive to detail as somebody like Mr. Shaw is, I think that the country ought to be in pretty good shape when it comes to voting. There is one thing, though, that I'll get on my high horse about right now, and I think ought to happen in this country, is I think you ought to do one of two things. One, National Election Day ought to be a holiday.
I don't dispute that.
No, not everybody
can. I'll back that.
Yeah, they can't take off and go, whoop. You know, you want to get people to vote. Give them time to vote.
They used to close the bars and everything.
Well, let's not go that far.
I mean, you open them at 7 when the polls close.
Right. I was being facetious, but no, I think.
Because after some of these votes, you need a drink.
Yeah, or before. Whatever the case may be.
Well, drinking before explains some things.
That might explain something. But I think that there ought to be a national holiday on Election Day. And I also think in this day and age, I mean, for me to log into some of the stupid websites that I use, you know, there's triple verification, double verification. Try to log onto the VA administration's website and see how many things you have to go through before you actually get to your account. I tend to think
Medicare too.
Oh, for God, forget, that's unbelievable.
That takes, I mean, you know, me as a disabled person, I have to deal with that at least once a month. And it's, you know, even though I have logins and stuff like that, I have to get verified every single time.
Every single time. And you've, you know, where's that password? Where did I write it down? I don't know.
I've got to get into Thought Authenticator.
Yes.
And all this other stuff. It takes 30 minutes just to go check one thing.
Am I a robot or am I not? No, I'm not a robot. My point being, in a circuitous way, is not only should Election Day be a holiday, but I have to think there ought to be some way in this day and age where people can vote from their computer. It just ought to be that way. It's just that simple.
Well, this is a lot like how I look at a lot of other things. That's a great idea. I don't know if I trust the people to put it in place. Because, I mean, we're sitting here talking and not to wander off, because, you know, I list a little further to port than starboard.
That's okay.
But they're talking about the Department of Defense wants to add more AI to some of their systems, and the AI companies are holding back. And forgive me for forgetting the name of the company, but they're holding back because they want those restrictions for human oversight. And the Department of Defense wants those taken out. And so, forgive me, I'm a little flat-footed, so if I'm not getting everything right, I apologize. You're free to call me and put me back on my path at 256-382-0724. I'm a highly trained broadcast professional. I do these things. So, I mean, call me out. Tell me I'm wrong. And if you have experience with problems with voting, we want to hear from you too, because, you know, Bill and I are sitting here talking to Donnie, and we don't have every man's experience. We just have the experience of two guys who vote on a regular basis at our particular precincts. So we want to hear from you. 256-382-0724. This is your radio station. This is your show. We want to hear from you.
And by the way, Brian, one of these days, I've got some contacts with some of the AI folks that provide that for the Redstone Arsenal.
That would be a fascinating conversation.
As they say on The Wizard of Oz, that's a horse of a different color, but it's a horse we're going to ride one of these days. So I think you and I have probably talked us over a break. So
saddle that horse and let's go.
Let's go. We will be back in a bit, and we will be completely changing topics. This is Bill Crawford with Brian Temple. Back soon.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirtwork side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
AL cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
The new favorite place for delicious Mexican food is Coralejos Mexican Grill in Huntsville. Check out their reviews on Facebook and you'll see what people are raving about. Enjoy drink specials all day Monday through Thursday, like house margaritas for $3.99 and 12-ounce drafts for $2. Even vegan-friendly entrees on Monday starting at 5. Coralejos Mexican Grill.
Well, Bill, the clock has gotten us again. We've been stuck and ran out of time.
Well, so we got like, what, a minute before we got to go to break?
Oh, we got about 30 seconds.
Well, hey, in those 30 seconds, Brian and I were talking, and we're going to revisit the voter conversation once again one of these days, because there's a lot to unpack on that, not just about local issues, but national issues. And we want to talk some of that stuff, how come we're so good and everybody else seems to be so bad? But
much as people talk about Alabama being last, how are we first?
Hey.
I think somebody's perception might be off a little bit.
Well, it's nice to be first in something, so we'll be first out of here in just a second. This is the Point with Bill Crawford, back in a bit.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are falling in afternoon trading with the tech-heavy NASDAQ leading the charge as AI chip darling NVIDIA's stellar earnings failed to wow investors. NVIDIA stock is sliding 5% as the chip giant received a tepid response from investors to its earnings report despite big beats on quarterly revenue, profit, and guidance. Chip stocks are sharply lower as a result, and the Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are retreating, led by NVIDIA, Alphabet, and Tesla. And shares of Paramount Skydance are up 9%, making it the best-performing stock in the S&P 500 after reporting mixed fourth-quarter results. On a separate note, Warner Brothers Discovery reiterated today that it would decide whether Paramount's current bid for all of the media giant could reasonably be expected to lead to a proposal superior to a signed agreement with Netflix. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The controversial bill that changes the structure of the Public Service Commission here in Alabama is apparently dead. The bill proposed to have the PSC members be appointed to their position rather than have them run an election and be placed by voters within their district. The bill was quickly introduced and passed in the Alabama House, but was met with very skeptical and wary state senators and never made it out of committee. State Senator Pro Tem Garland Gudger says there is no scenario in which this bill regarding the PSC will pass this legislative session. Gudger said that the bill moved too fast and addressed the issue too narrowly and did not adequately inform the public as to why it was even being offered. Gudger also said that there is a real problem in the energy sector that does need to be addressed in the future by the state legislature. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
This Thursday is Home Education Day in Alabama, a day that recognizes the role of parents in their children's education and the impact of homeschooling families across the state. In a proclamation that was signed on January 30th, Governor Ivey cited the landmark 1925 U.S. Supreme Court decision in Pierce versus Society of Sisters, which affirmed that the state cannot force children to attend public schools only, and it also recognized parents' primary role in directing their children's education. The proclamation also highlights academic achievement among homeschool students. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
The new favorite place for delicious Mexican food is Coralejos Mexican Grill in Huntsville. Check out their reviews on Facebook and you'll see what people are raving about. Enjoy drink specials all day Monday through Thursday, like house margaritas for $3.99 and 12-ounce drafts for $2. Even vegan-friendly entrees on Monday starting at 5. Coralejos Mexican Grill, 1658 Old Monrovia Road in Huntsville. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on their specials.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, triaxle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Rain comes to an end as we head into the overnight. Temperatures drop into the low and mid 40s. A mostly sunny sky for you Friday really is going to be an excellent way to end the work and school week. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s, dropping into the mid 40s as we head into the overnight. A mostly sunny sky for your Saturday. Temperatures climbing into the low 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN, a compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice, not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. We're here on Talk Radio WZZN.
You're too kind.
I'm too kind. I know that. Not everybody says that, but you can't. And we are glad to have you with us today. We have a nice little segment on voting and voter registration on the first half of the show. And today, on the second half of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the Chamber of Commerce. And then we're going to be joined by Ms. Claire Aiello, who has a unique position with the Chamber of Commerce. She is the Vice President of Image Development and Communications for the Huntsville-Madison County Chamber of Commerce. Now, a lot of you, your only familiarity with the Chamber of Commerce may be when you're watching a sporting event and it's beautiful out there and they say, oh, wow, this is a real Chamber of Commerce day. Well, what does that mean? A Chamber of Commerce day means it's a sunny day when things are good, and it's the day when the Chamber of Commerce would like people to see your town. But what exactly is a Chamber of Commerce? Well, a lot of people think it's just a social club where you come once a month and have a luncheon and you hear some big wig talk, but that's not what it is. It is the organized voice of the local business community. It is the connective tissue between entrepreneurs, city government, workforce, and the families who call a certain community home. At its core, a municipal chamber of commerce exists to create an environment where businesses thrive. And when businesses thrive, guess what? Everybody else does too. Let's say you're a small business owner and you open a coffee shop downtown, or you're a contractor trying to expand your operations, or the tech startup just looking to hire its first 10 people. This does not happen in a vacuum. Those folks need access to information, they need support, and they need advocacy. Mostly they need customers, and they need an ecosystem to operate in, and the chamber provides that ecosystem. Firstly, the chamber drives economic development. A strong chamber of commerce will work hand in hand with city leaders to recruit industry, retain existing employers, and grow the tax space. And they also help market the city to outside investors, which is what we're going to talk to Ms. Aiello about. And secondly, the chamber is an advocate for pro-business policies. Not everybody wants to have pro-business policies, but that's important. Business owners are real busy. They have to do their payroll, inventory, and they have to serve customers, and they often don't have time to make sure they know what's going on every city council or county commission meeting. That's where the chamber can help them out. Also, the Chamber of Commerce helps foster relationships. Business is built on one thing and one thing only, and that is trust. Chambers create structured opportunities for leaders to meet, collaborate, and innovate, and work hand in hand with the businesses of the community. And in some of our cities within the state, in Birmingham, Mobile, the Chamber of Commerce played a pivotal role in helping those cities grow. And guess what? They're doing the same thing here in Huntsville, and they're doing it very well. Another thing Chambers of Commerce do is they invest in workforce development. You know, we've had people on talking about how important the workforce is here in Huntsville, and you can bring all the businesses you want to into a town, but if they can't find employees, guess what? Firstly, they're not going to come, and secondly, they're not going to stay. And what the chamber does with that is they help develop the infrastructure in partnerships with school systems, community colleges, universities, as we heard yesterday with the Apollo Coalition. They do want to ensure the students in their area are prepared for the job. And this may sound crazy, but chambers help small businesses compete. Oftentimes, if you're a huge corporation, you have a legal department, marketing, lobbying resources. The coffee shop doesn't. And the coffee shop needs somebody to advocate them for them also, and that is what the chamber does. And the chambers also help develop civic pride. Now, what in the heck does that mean? Well, the chamber is that entity where you might see it on the local news, where something's going on, where you'll see a ribbon-cutting ceremony, or they talk about such-and-such anniversary in the town, or they promote a program that says this is the best place in the city to work. And what that does is that lets the citizens of the city know, and also around the state, that the Chamber of Commerce is there for them. It's not just some ideological namesake. It's a real entity that's going to help those people who are in the business community. And it's really easy when you look at the news every night and all you see is national stuff. You have to realize somebody's got to be there for our local institutions, because the strength of the economy, though it may be reported on a nationwide basis, it's built locally. So whether you're a business owner, a city official, or just a resident who wants to live in a good place, pay attention to the Chamber of Commerce. Give them your support. Listen to what they have to say. Engage with it when you have opportunities and hold it accountable. And never forget the role that the Chamber of Commerce has in community development. I know I have in past careers worked on many occasions with the Chamber of Commerce, and they're the only people who are going to advocate for your town. And guess what? If you don't have a strong Chamber of Commerce, the next city over who's trying to recruit the business who has a strong Chamber of Commerce, they might be the people who get that business to come there. And if you go to our Chamber of Commerce's website and just take a look at the board of directors and the people who participate on it, you will see a who's who of the business community in Huntsville, Alabama, and also in Madison County. These are the folks who are the movers and shakers who are making things happen. And that's what we want to do today, is we want to highlight a little bit about the Chamber of Commerce in our next interview and what they're doing to promote this great city of ours, because they're promoting it not just here amongst ourselves, but they are promoting it to the rest of the country and the rest of the state. And frankly, in this day and age, they're promoting it to the rest of the world. So I'm off my soapbox now about the Chamber of Commerce, but you never hear anybody talk about it. They never get any credit, and they should get credit. And we're going to be back in a little bit, and we're going to talk to Miss Claire Aiello, and she's going to tell us how that promotion is done, because that's her job.
Bill, the best descriptor I've ever heard of Chamber of Commerce weather was done by Gary Dobbs. Gorgeous!
gorgeous.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
It's an amazing time in our industry. Things are changing so rapidly. With digital signatures and workflow software, we help our customers work from anywhere. This helps you save time and money and upgrade your technology. Like I said, it's an amazing time to watch our customers grow and succeed.
Just ask anyone. The Lion's
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
This is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is your cordial, friendly, and well-spoken host, I guess, Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with Brian Temple, producer extraordinaire.
However, two out of three ain't bad.
What's that?
Two out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three ain't bad. And we're glad you're with us today on Talk Radio WZZN. And you can listen to us on our app. Just go to the App Store, Talk Radio WZZN, and get it. You can listen in your car on your HD radio, or you can go to your website, your friendly neighborhood computer, talkradiowzzn.com, and click Listen Live. And now you've heard my soliloquy earlier about the importance of the Chamber of Commerce, and there is nobody who knows that better than Miss Claire Aiello. Claire, how are you doing today?
Hi, Bill. How are you doing? It's great to talk with you.
It is great to talk with you. Let me tell our listeners just a little bit about Claire. Claire is the Vice President of Image Development and Communications at the Huntsville-Madison County Chamber, where she has been doing this since 2017. And Claire and her husband, Joey, have been married 25 years. He's a local attorney, and they have a son and a daughter aged 17 and 20. Their son, Nick, is a high school senior, and this is something really to be proud of, Claire. He is now an Eagle Scout, and their daughter is a University of Alabama majoring in nursing. And Claire loves superhero music movies. Her favorite character is Wonder Woman, which I guess she is. And Claire is the editor. Hey, by the way, Wonder Woman's a good movie. I like that. Claire is the editor.
The first one's better than the second one,
Well, isn't that always true? The first one's better than the second one?
Yeah.
And a little more about Claire. She's the editor and chief writer for Initiatives, which is the publication of the Chamber. And what that magazine does, and it does a really good job, it promotes the Rocket City to people here and abroad. Claire's been here for 25 years, though she is originally a Floridian. I guess she's a Gator. You know, that's what most Floridian.
Nope.
Oh, what are you?
I grew up a Seminoles fan. But I went to Bama, so I'm Roll Tide all the way.
Well, hey, that's good to know. Is that what got you here to Huntsville? Is going to the University of Alabama?
Yes. So I grew up a Noles fan, and I was watching the '92 championship game with my dad when Bama played Miami, and I wanted to go out of state for college. I wasn't really feeling, you know, staying in state. I wanted to go out and maybe, you know, try something new, go to a brand new area where I wouldn't come home every weekend. And so I watched that game, and I did not really know much about Alabama, the football team. I had never heard of Bear Bryant. I'm sorry, I had not. And I watched that game, and you know, as Noles fan, we wanted Miami to lose big time. So I watched the game with Dad, and I said, Alabama, that's just one state away, and how about I go there, Dad? And he, and then we won. And I looked into the college. I looked into, made sure I had a good communication school. And that was the only place I applied. And I got in, and I made my decision junior year. I was ready to go there, and I had a great time at Bama. So yes, I stayed in Alabama after that and worked there for a few years in Tuscaloosa. And then I moved up to Huntsville, back in 97.
Well, while you were at Alabama,
no, 2000.
Were you in any of the sororities? Did you go down that road?
No, I was not Greek. I worked at the college radio station. I had a radio show with a partner.
There you go.
Gateway
drunk.
I was active in the Catholic student organization. Played intramural sports. I had a great time. I had a great time at Bama.
Well, Alabama is indeed a great school. I know you didn't know much about Bear Bryant. I didn't go to Alabama. I went to West Point, but I'll tell you my real quick Alabama story. I was recruited by Bear Bryant, went into his office in 1976. He put his hand on my shoulder, and he exhaled a cumulus cloud of Chesterfield King smoke over my head. And in my best my best Bear Bryant voice, he said, "Son, you look a hell of a lot bigger on film than you do in person." So, that's the end of my, it doesn't get, that's the end of it. It goes there and that's it. So,
went to West Point though, I know you had a great time there because my brother-in-law went to West Point. West Point grads are special. They are top notch.
Well, I did, you know, people say, oh gosh, you were there. It must have been like being in prison. No, I had a great time. I enjoyed it. They said, oh, you had to eat the food in the mess hall. Well, hey, I thought the food was pretty good up there. And I don't regret a moment there, and I don't regret a moment of my time in the military. So tell us a bit about how you became to be the communications director for the Huntsville Madison Chamber of Commerce?
Well, so I worked in news for 20 years prior to this. I worked in TV news, so in Tuscaloosa for 3 years right out of college, and then I moved up to Huntsville. My husband's family is from here, so I worked at WHNT, the CBS affiliate, for 17 years, and I, you know, I was looking for, it was in 2017, I was just ready to try something new. I had done it for a long time, and I was looking at, you know, what was open, what was available, what jobs were open, and I found a position here at the Chamber in government and public affairs. When I came here to do the interview, I could name my elected leaders because I hate working in news. You know exactly who represents our area and who's on the state legislature, who's your congressman, who's your senator. And because I could name those people, they were like, well, you know, we have a position in government affairs. Why don't you come and join our team? And I worked in that role for about 6 months. And then the communications role opened up, and they were looking for someone who had writing experience, communications experience, basically the toolkit that I had, you know. And it took a little convincing to get me back into that, but it worked out fine. I'm really glad that my boss, Chip, kind of kept asking me, Claire, are you sure you don't, you know, I was a little hesitant, but I'm glad he was persistent because this is such a fun role. And a lot of what I did in TV and writing for news and staying up on current events and you know, talking to people, taking photos, being very versatile, being able to shift on a dime. That's a lot of what I do now. So every day is different, and I really enjoy that. I get to be part of a lot of fun things here.
Well, now, when you were in WHNT working there, were you an on-camera personality, or were you behind the scenes?
A little bit. For the most part, I was a producer. So the producers, you know this, I'm working in radio. Producers plan the show. They organize everything. They work with the team behind the scenes to make sure the reporters turn their stories in on time. And then you go on the air and you hope it all goes according to plan. Or you put in breaking news, or you add more time for weather if it's severe weather. Or you just, you know, you have to keep the bus on the road during the show when it's live. So I was mostly a producer, and then I moved into the digital and web role when I had my first child. But I did some on-air work, just depended on what they needed. But that was not the bulk of what I did. There's a lot of people who work behind the scenes to get the shows on the air, and I enjoyed that more.
Well, I can tell you for certain, as evidenced by my excellent producer, Brian Temple, if you don't have a good producer, you don't have a show, and that's all there
that's right.
is to it. And I've
that's
really,
right. You make Jerry Hayes look good. You make Greg Screws look good. Now, those are all wonderful people to work with. But
well,
yeah,
if you don't make Greg Screws look good, that's a full-time job.
I know. Yeah. No, well, Greg's great. I love the people. I love the people I worked with there. They were wonderful.
Well, hey, and I'm certain that the people there loved you, and we are glad to have you with the Chamber. Now, one of the things we want to do today is just, you know, I don't think the average Joe or Jane citizen really has a clue how important the Chamber of Commerce, and by the way, in a prior life, I was as executive director of the Home Builders in Birmingham, worked extensively mm-hmm. with the Chamber of Commerce. I know how important they are. Why don't you just give a snapshot before we get into some of the specifics of your job? What
sure.
a chamber actually does for a city like Huntsville?
Well, we are fortunate to be in this city. We have a lot of things we do, and we're fortunate to have a large team. Many chambers, they have a small team, you know, 2 to 5 to 6 people. We have about 25 people on our staff, and we're fortunate. That's not typical for a chamber. We have people who do small business support. We have people who do government affairs, you know, working with our legislators and our state legislators, our congressmen and our senators. We have people who do membership support with all of our members. We have more than 2,100 members in our community. We are a membership organization, and we support, you know, the business community, whether it's helping them recruit here, helping provide materials for them to use to recruit, videos, accolades about our area. We work with our K-12 partners and our colleges to make sure the students in those schools know about the opportunities here when they graduate. We have employers who want those students to stay local, and they have jobs. They want the students who are coming through middle school and high school to know that, hey, you can have a great career here. If you go to college or if you go off to college, consider coming back to Huntsville. So that's part of what we do is you know, helping work with our teachers and our career counselors and our public schools to share that knowledge with the students. We do economic development with companies who are in our market looking to expand, or new companies who are looking at our market saying, Huntsville might be a great fit for us. So we have a team that does that. We have a number of projects we work that I don't know about until it's time to announce. But then they'll bring me in and, you know, we'll kind of plan an announcement. We work with companies who kind of notice Huntsville in the news and say, let's see if they have some land there for what we might like to do, like Eli Lilly or Space Command. That was a different animal. So we have an economic development division that works on that with companies kind of privately and quietly. And then, you know, it comes to fruition. Not all projects work out. Not all projects are a good fit for our area. But for the ones that are, we've been able to bring, you know, a lot of business here for people so that they will have jobs. That's in a nutshell. There's more, but those are the main things I would say that come to mind.
Well, I know there's
One other thing. We support Cummings Research Park. Cummings Research Park is the area's is the nation's second largest research park, and it's located right here. And so we have a staff member who is the executive director of the park, and she provides support to the companies there, helps them with needs that they have, communication needs, or helping them with expansions or just whatever comes up. So we manage Cummings Research Park. That's part of our mission too.
Well, just a brief question about Research Park. I used to work out there, by the way, but is that expandable or is it landlocked? I really don't know the answer to that question.
I think it's, you know, there are boundaries to it. That's a good question. I think it's kind of landlocked. There's plenty of room within the park to expand. There are things right outside the park that already exist, like Thornton Research Park and, other areas, you know, it butts up to the arsenal too. So I think it's a park. It's what it is, but there's plenty of land inside the park to expand on.
Well, now one other question just about your duties in general and just kind of sort of a general question about the Huntsville-Madison County area. Given all the positive press that we get, and by the way, I know that just does not happen, as far as recruiting people and businesses to Huntsville, is that a hard sell anymore, or are people knocking on our door?
Well, it just depends on who you're talking with, but sometimes it can be. So, for instance, we go out to Colorado Springs every year for the National Space Symposium. The conversation there has gotten better in recent years. At first, they were like, why is Huntsville here? You know, there's a lot of companies that have a presence here and have a presence in Colorado Springs, a lot of our aerospace and defense companies. For example, as the Space Command employees, as we talk with them, and we haven't really started too much of that yet, but as we talk with them about, you know, hey, you have opportunity, your command is moving here, they want you to move with the command, they want to keep your expertise, we will definitely share with them reasons why this is a great place to live. Sometimes it can be, you know, sometimes the narrative about our state can be challenging to get past, but we have a lot of people who can help share the story. People who have made that move here thinking that same thing. Why do I want to move to Alabama? Are you sure about this, honey? You know, are you sure about this job? And then they made that move here, and they were surprised by what they found in a great way, and they have made it their home. And those people now offer their help to us in helping share our story. So we have a list of people who have been hesitant maybe in the past, but they moved here. They found that it wasn't like what they thought. It was way better. We are very affordable. We're very friendly. We have a lot of, you know, it's a great place to live, as you and I know. But sometimes it takes getting people here to see it and experience it, and then they understand, okay, Huntsville is not just making it up. And we need the people in our community to help share that word, too. If you're hearing this and you've seen some social media chatter about don't move here, you know, help us with that. This is actually a really awesome place to live, and we'd love for our community to help spread that word. Because they might have someone who's looking for a job. They might have a cousin or a sister or a brother who is considering moving here, and they have some expertise we could tap into. So help us share that story. That's my plea.
Well, that's a good plea, and that's a good story to share. And I would tell me how, as the director of communications at the chamber, how are you sharing that story on a statewide and nationwide basis?
So on a nationwide basis, we actually work with a company that's based in New York. Currently, we have their name is Pace PR, and we like working with them because they're not from around here, and they. We are able to tap into their expertise on what people from different areas might find appealing. They've been able to help get some of our positive stories placed in national and national news, state news, national news. They help. So there are plenty of people here who can help tell our story. And if a national interview is taking place on CNN or one of the national networks, they can help identify people in our community who could talk about a topic. And they bring a retired general on to talk about, a missile topic or, I'm trying to think of an example. They can help share that, hey, I'm from Huntsville and I can talk about this. And the more we can get Huntsville people out there to tell our story and share their expertise, it helps show that we're a smart place. So that's one way. We have a number of rankings that have come in, and we keep track of those for our companies to share when they are recruiting people from different areas. We're a best place to live many years in a row from U.S. News and World Report. Many of our companies make the Inc. 5000 list every year. We keep track of those so that companies can help share those when they're recruiting from different markets and making that case of, hey, consider Huntsville. So those are a few of the ways.
Well, it's always an easy story to tell when you're telling the truth, and that's a good thing. I'll tell you how that kind of worked in my family's advantage just briefly. My son's a West Point guy, and a couple of years ago, he graduated from Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, and there were slots available, and one was available in Huntsville, Alabama. And he said people mm-hmm. looked at that and said, I don't want to go there. And so he took it. So that was one time in my life where I was glad Huntsville didn't have a good reputation. So
you wanted him to get the slot.
Yeah. We wanted him to get the slot. So your Initiatives right. magazine, very professionally done, very well
thank you.
Edited and written and good graphics. What are the tentacles of that? How far does that reach?
So we publish it 6 months per year. We had February was our last issue. April will be our next one. We publish about 8,500 copies of this. They're mailed out to our membership our member organizations. Some of our companies get several copies. Some of our smaller companies get one or two. We also have it available for pickup here in the chamber if you'd like to come get a copy. And it's also published online, so that link can be shared far and wide. We're really proud with the February issue to profile Chairman Mac McCutcheon, who is retiring tomorrow. The last day of February. So. It was an honor to profile him and his career of public service. That was a real treat to sit down and talk with him about, things he learned over the years. His experience was really neat to talk with. I really loved talking with him and had a photographer come out and shoot some pictures of him in the courthouse. He's just a very, very dear man, and we're going to miss him. But he's still, he's still around town, but he's retiring in a few days. So,
well, I also noticed one of my friends, Rich Kretschmeyer, y'all did a story on him. And he's Rich is a great guy. I worked with him for quite a few years out on the Arsenal. So,
okay.
Yeah. You picked
a
good person.
I3 is a wonderful company. Rich is a good guy. He's on our federal government committee, and he actually presented at our board meeting today about the federal agenda.
Well, let me ask you another question without giving away any trade secrets. Is there anything you know of from your perch in the chamber that's coming down the road that maybe the listeners might not know about?
Well, in terms of economic development projects, I don't I don't know of any at this time. And they don't really tell me until it's ready to, you know, start planning for. But I have some events I'd love to share that we are actively working on. We do an annual Armed Forces Celebration Week in June. And that this year it's June 7th through the 12th. So if people want to write that on their calendar, we do several events that week to honor our folks out at Team Redstone and the great work they do and support our military families. We do a concert in the park that Arts Huntsville puts on. There's got a military band that comes for that. We also do a community softball game at Toyota Field where Team Redstone will play a team of our elected leaders, which is a lot of fun to watch. Team Redstone actually practices, and it's quite fun to see these people take the field against each other, and it's a lot of fun. So that's free. We encourage people to come out to that. And we also do a at a Trash Pandas game, we honor Gold Star families at the Sunday afternoon game. So that'll be June 7th. But we work with the Gold Star families to make sure they know about it and to come and be honored. That's coming. And then this is a really cool thing, and it's the best thing I've been involved with here. We're going to host over Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 7th, 4 days, the UCI Paracycling Road World Championships. We have hosted a few paracycling races here in Huntsville, and this will be the Mac Daddy, the championships with 400 to 500 international athletes coming to race here. Have you heard about our paracycling races?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay, good. So this is going to be the biggest one we've hosted, and a championship. We've never had that here. These are athletes who you've seen in the Paris Paralympics. These are elite paracyclists. For Team USA, 40% of them are U.S. veterans who may have been injured in combat or may have been injured in a motorcycle wreck. A few of them have been here in the past, and they've shared their story with us. But we love it when they come here. They love our Southern hospitality. We love to have lots of fans along the race course. They're free races. You can bring the family out and watch. And this year, we're going to need about 600 volunteer positions filled. So it's a big effort to bring it here and have this. And we are going to call on the community to come out and volunteer because it's a lot of fun. You get to have an up-close front row seat to the races as a volunteer. And we could really, we're going to find some fun roles for you to volunteer through. So the paracycling races are over Labor Day weekend because that way we can close down the park for 4 days, Cummings Research Park. It's over a holiday weekend, and that's when it makes the most sense. And it's at the end of their racing season, too. So that's why we picked that weekend. But we'd love to have everybody come watch the races. Those are some of the things we have coming up. So a lot of fun to plan those.
Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And I would like to say this, Claire, thank you for being with us today. I hope we've shed just a little bit of light on what the Chamber does for our city and our area and what a great job you do promoting that. And we would love to have you back on one of these days. And I will say this on a personal note. I noticed your son, Nick, got Eagle Scout. I used to do a lot of work with admissions at West Point, and the number one criteria we looked for was Eagle Scout. So,
all right. I like to hear that.
Yeah, that's true. And,
Thank you. That
will be on
so
his
resume.
That'll be on the resume for the rest of his life.
The scouting journey was wonderful. And we are so thankful that he reached this culmination. My husband was very active as a scout leader too. And we were part of a great troop at Holy Spirit. We're very honored to be part of that, and we're so proud of Nick.
All right, well, you should be.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
We are. Thank you.
Hey, glad to be with us, Brian. Let's go ahead and take a break.
And from an old scouter, tell him congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be in touch. That's great. And let's go ahead and take a break and get out of here and come right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well, try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Rain comes to an end as we head into the overnight. Temperatures drop into the low and mid 40s. A mostly sunny sky for you Friday really is going to be an excellent way to end the work and school week. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s, dropping into the mid 40s as we head into the overnight. A mostly sunny sky for your Saturday. Temperatures climbing into the low 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and my name is Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. We'd like to thank you for listening in today, and you do have time to give us a call if you want to at 256-382-0724. This is almost our final segment, but if you got a chance and you want to call and talk about anything we've talked about, or anything you want to talk about, just give us a call. Now, at this time of the show, I like to go over some of the more unusual news stories that I have found throughout the country. It kind of reminds me of Hunter S. Thompson, who was a famous author, one of my favorite authors. He wrote Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and The Great Shark Hunt. He was the father of what's called gonzo journalism, and he had a quote that I have used all my life, and that is this, when the going gets the weird turn pro. And there are some things that kind of struck me as a little bit weird over the past day. And here is one. This just amazes me. Is there was an amateur soccer player in Istanbul who became an unlikely hero when he did this. The goalkeeper kicked a ball and it went 20 yards and it hit a passing bird. Now, think of if you recall the incident where Randy Johnson, the Major League Baseball player, threw his 100-mile-an-hour fastball and it unfortunately hit a pigeon right before home plate. Well, you couldn't, that bird was gone, but this one, the soccer ball just knocked the bird out and the player rushed onto the field, turned the seagull on its back and performed CPR. And I guess the thing that strikes me as weird about that is, one, how would you perform CPR on a bird? I can't even imagine how that could happen. But he performed CPR for about 5 minutes, and the bird was revived. So, good thing. He saved the bird's life.
Well, every time you say Istanbul. Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Okay. There you go, Istanbul music.
Some of these shows are just for me, Bill.
Oh, okay. Here's another one. Imagine that this is your neighborhood, and this was a neighborhood in East Hollywood where they were using robots to deliver food and goods and services to people's house. And a lady came out, and she found a delivery robot that had got caught up in her fence. It uprooted plates in the garden, and it drove away with the fence. And the lady chased after the malfunctioning robot, and she said, "I must have looked like a crazy person running down the road after a robot and yelling at it." But she eventually caught the robot, and the company promised to reimburse her for her damages. So, two bits of news from the weirdness of the day, and we will go ahead and get out of here and wrap it up and call it a day. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point. Back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beebs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Folks, thank you for joining us today. Myself and Brian here on The Point with Bill Crawford. Had a fairly entertaining show. I certainly enjoyed it. I learned a lot about voter registration and also about the lovely people who are promoting Huntsville, Alabama, and Madison County through the efforts of the Chamber of Commerce. Tomorrow, we've got two guests that I think will be fairly interesting. One is Dr. Tommy Davis, who's the education director of the North Alabama Home Building Academy. This is an institute that was started here in Huntsville, whereby young men and women who want to get in the housing industry and learn a trade, they're going to go there and they're going to learn the trade, and it's not going to be paid for by the public. And they get out and they're going to be most employable. And our other guest is going to be Dr. Lee of the Regenesis Stem Cell Transplant Center. And Dr. Lee is the person who performed my stem cell procedure on my knee. And I think you may want to listen to that. You think stem cells are scary? It's not. It's something that everybody who's facing some sort of a joint issue or other issues might want to tune in and listen to.
I've got a couple of questions, too, because my second wife had a problem. She had multiple myeloma.
Oh, wow.
And we used stem cells as part of her treatment for her bone marrow. So I'm very interested to see how this is going to help a lot of people. Also, let's not forget, tomorrow is Friday, so we get to hear from Jordan Dressman from Vox 54. Our update on the weather, and maybe we'll ask him about that President's Day picture he had on his Facebook page, and we'll ask him about cats.
Yes, we will ask him
about
cats. So
be sure to call in your cat questions to Jordan Dressman tomorrow, 256-382-0724. Go ahead and put us on speed dial and reach out to Jordan and ask him all about cats, his favorite felines.
And, folks, we'll be back tomorrow with all that. And remember, as always, so no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, there is a member of the armed services who is standing a watch so you can enjoy the life you live in this great country of ours. And it's a great job. It's a great country. It's great. It can't get any better than it does here in the United States of America. No matter which side of the fence you sit on, we sit in a great country. And we'd like to thank you for listening. Hope you can tune us in tomorrow. Tell your friends and family about us. And we will be back tomorrow. Brian, let's get out of here. See ya. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this love.